good to see you.
We had this Zoom, right?
Yeah, we had the Zoom and Zoom. The TikTok Live.
Sorry about that. We're a bit tough.
That's a legendary
moment.
That was a legendary moment. That was a lot of fun. Your fans loved it, too. I feel like I saw clips of that on TikTok for like weeks after.
That's good.
Hey, guys. It's Shannon from iHeartRadio Canada here with 5 Seconds of Summer. Congratulations on the new album, guys.
Thank you.
It is fantastic. Complete Mess was my song of the summer. It's all I listen to. So I've been like, the anticipation's been building, but I can only imagine it's been in so much more for you guys.
Absolutely.
Was the anticipation different than other albums?
Yeah, so we internalized our process. The four of us wrote this record together. Mm-hmm. Michael produced it, and we really just bet on each other and what each other are best at and learned to love this band even deeper. So it was a beautiful process, and with that intention, you get a 5 sauce 5 the way it is, you know, so it's cool.
Yeah, Michael, was it your intention to produce the whole album, or is that just how it happened?
It was always my intention. No, none of us, you know, we've kind of told the story before, but none of us really, you know, we got out to Joshua Tree where we were going to write, and, you know, half the equipment didn't work. You know, the engineer who was meant to be working with us didn't show up. He had a flat tire, and, you know, all of these things were just pushing us towards the direction of just doing it, the four of us.
Okay, we're on the move. This is fun.
Okay.
It's like a field trip.
You can keep filming. We'll just shift over.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring the mic, I guess.
Keep the mics.
The impromptu festival interviews. We're keeping it going. I'll keep asking you guys questions.
Going over there?
But it's not a 5 sauce interview with iHeartRadio Canada without a little bit of like chaos.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
That's what people are saying.
That's
we're our legendary interview of 2022.
Yeah. So this year.
This year.
Like, what year is it?
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling? What's the ritual before you go out on stage? Because I know you're about to go out right now.
Me and Callum usually go off and just chat to people such as yourselves.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. For this, I don't really know for this show. It's very hot.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a suit.
Vegas is hot. Yeah,
so
the suit's good.
Do everything you can not to, like,
perspirate.
Throw up on stage, I guess.
Throw up. Okay. Different vibes.
It's so hot.
Right. Okay, so the album has 19 tracks on it. I know you guys had a lot of songs that you had to narrow down. What's the process like with narrowing it down? What kind of conversations do you have about that?
It's kind of like an ongoing conversation throughout the whole process. But, I mean, everyone's pretty aligned in terms of the choices of what songs are going to make the album. If people are certainly passionate about specific songs, you just try to back them up and try to push for those songs as well.
Yeah.
You know, but honestly, the more the better for us, and they're all great songs, so there's not a drop in quality, which is good.
Yeah. Do you think that there's going to be songs that kind of are left on the floor that maybe you'll bring into 5 sauce 6?
You know what, on this one, usually I would say yes, but every time we make an album and there's like leftover songs, we go, oh, we'll do it on the next one.
And then,
but this album, we're like, let's just put them on it.
Yeah.
Let's just put it on. That's why the deluxe is so long.
Right.
Like, it's a 14 standard and 19 deluxe. So anything that we're like unsure about, or like we're like, oh, it snuck in at the last minute, and it's like it's in the deluxe, or like made it into the album and it really filled it out. So it's, I feel like there's something, sounds really lame, like we're at a Target ad, but like something for everyone on the album.
Yeah, no, it definitely has that sound too. And so many songs that I want to hear live. Like that,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you guys did an incredible job the other night, your show.
Thank you. That was
insane. But I do want to talk about the song Older. Tell me about that. Give me the story.
The story? Okay. So a couple of years ago, 2019, me and my fiance Sierra wrote this idea at home, like a 50s love song thing, almost as a joke. And then one night in 2021, like 2 years later, I stumbled upon it again on the piano, and I sent it to Michael, and I forgot that I sent it to him, and he said, oh, this idea is really great, like 3 days later. Classic Michael texted me back 3 days later, and I said, what idea? I didn't know what he was talking about. And he said, and he, like, you know, you can like reply
to
it.
The thing, yeah.
So we did that, and I said, oh yeah, this is cool. And then we took it in and made it like a fully fleshed idea. And here we are.
So we have Michael to thank for Older.
Yeah, honestly really do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song that you were excited to perform live or for fans to hear?
I mean, Older was a super special one that we played the other night. Sierra came out on stage and played with Luke. We always talk about kind of being a genreless band. And that song in particular really kind of states that for us. So that one's awesome. I mean, Haze, Carousel.
Like Carousel too.
Yeah, Carousel's
yeah.
Such a good song.
And I feel like Bad Omens.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Bad Omens as well.
Yeah. It seems like you guys hit the nail on the head when it comes to hit songs. How much do you pay attention to, like, what kind of genres are popular in pop music at that time? Is that a priority for you?
I mean, we sort of do. I mean, you sort of got to like filter all of that and like mix it with a bit of Five Sauce, I guess. But from, if you look at our track record, we came out as a pop punk band when pop punk was like, well, truly dead. So maybe we're not the best people to give advice on like what to do musically. And now we're doing like a big soundscapey Coldplay Killers U2 thing, I suppose. And that's not really what's being fully played on radio. But
doesn't that just show that you're the trendsetter?
I mean, hopefully. We'll see what happens.
Wow.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I was putting it in a negative light, and that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You were saying that Michael took 3 days to text back. I assume you guys have a group chat.
Yeah.
Who's the most active in the group chat?
Probably Ashton.
Yeah. Yeah, Ashton will send just random things. He sent us the billboard that's up right now in New York and said, this is cool. And he'll be like,
vote.
I'm going to dinner, and you know, so he'll be the most active, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So SNL a couple weeks ago, they were asking on Twitter like who people want to come on as like a musical guest or host of the show. My first thought was you guys. Obviously, you have the musical skills, but you guys are like good at improv. All the interviews I watch with you, you guys are hilarious. If you were given the offer to do SNL, musical guest and hosting,
100%. See, we tried to do it. They haven't really taken up. They're not answering our calls. So we made our own SNL type show called the 5 Second to Summer Show. Basically, when people don't have us on stuff, we just make our own version of it,
right.
And hopefully do it to a similar standard and do it in a Five Sauce way. But we definitely do it.
Nice. But we'll put it out there. Manifest it.
We're manifesting.
It's happening. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for the chaotic mess that all of this was.
Is this going to be in two parts? Where it was?
That's
like,
what we were trying to decide. I think we should put it all together.
And then it like. Parts. Like, you got shut down.
With like, the cameras, like, on the ground, like a horror movie.
Project.
And then just, like, back here.
Yeah, I like that.
That's awesome. Cool. Thanks, guys. So good to see you. Congrats again on the album.
Thank you.
Thanks.